Rape crisis centers in Illinois are still recovering from the state budget impasse. One director says the experience was like driving the wrong way into traffic.
You know that you can avoid disaster if you get out of the way, get in the proper lane, but that just went on and on.
That's Carol Myrna, the CEO of Peoria's Center for Prevention of Abuse. I'm Daniel Musisi, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio.
Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WCBU.org.
Today is Wednesday, March 10th, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. St. Patrick's Day is a week away, and although Peoria's traditional March parade is canceled this year, Irish pubs are still planning celebrations. Joe Deacon reports.
Last year, the emergence of COVID-19 scrapped most St. Patrick's Day events and parties. Now, many Peoria-area establishments are anticipating a return to some semblance of normalcy. Pat Sullivan, owner of Kelleher's Irish Pub and Eatery on the riverfront, says Peoria has been known to have one of the largest St. Patrick's Day parties in the Midwest. He says they're having events over multiple days starting this weekend.
We're going to keep the crowd down to a minimum. We're putting up tents. We're trying to get everybody as safe as possible and hopefully have a good time and see the brighter side of this pandemic.
Sean Kenny of Kenny's Westside Pub says they are taking a more subdued approach this year.
We're trying to do everything to have a celebration while not encouraging a large crowd. Luckily, there's no parade, so that's going to help a little bit. And we are foregoing any Irish music this year.
Touch of Grey Cafe owner Jason Miles says they are joining three other West Peoria locations for a day-long pub crawl with live music and specials. And Lauren Blasick of W.E. Sullivan's in Peoria Heights says they also will have live music outdoors with the street blocked off for ample spacing.
We will not be allowing it to, you know, be like a regular party time because that's not what world we're living in at the moment, but we will be still trying to celebrate and have a good time, but do it in a responsible way.
Last week, Peoria City, County, and public health officials issued guidelines for St. Patrick's Day celebrations, reminding pub owners to limit occupancy to 25%, require face coverings, and accommodate social distancing. I'm Joe Deegan.
Here's some more stories that are on deck in the WCBU newsroom. A Woodford County woman in her 70s is the latest fatality linked to COVID-19 in the Tri-County. The woman was a resident of Apostolic Christian Home in Eureka. Tri-County health officials reported Tuesday an addition of 66 new coronavirus infections in the past day. That brings the count to 34,668. 21 COVID patients are in Peoria area hospitals, including 5 in intensive care units. And the Illinois House Energy and Environment Committee advanced a bill which would ban ceremonial balloon releases. Find more on these stories and others at WCBU.org. Rape crisis centers are facing many hardships during the pandemic. Many are struggling to maintain services their clients rely on and to balance budgets. Center leaders are saying it's a repeat of what they went through during the Illinois budget impasse. Christine Hatfield has more on what that looked like.
In January, the Illinois Criminal Justice Information Authority put out a study about how the two-year state budget impasse affected rape crisis centers. Many social services went without state funding, and rape crisis centers had to find ways to adapt. The study reveals criminal justice advocacy dropped by 25%, and individual counseling across the state fell more than that. The effects were worse for rural rape crisis centers. Study author Ann Kirkner says the centers did Herculean work just to keep going.
I think what stayed with me was just like, you know, the stories of like advocates walking into dark buildings and like working with the lights off because they were prioritizing like their clients over paying their electric bill.
At the Center for Prevention of Abuse in Peoria, CEO Carol Myrna started just months before the impasse began. She describes the experience as like driving the wrong way into traffic.
It's unnerving. It's uncertain. And you know that you can avoid disaster if you get out of the way, get in the proper lane. But that just went on and on.
Myrna says the Peoria Center didn't have to tap into reserves during the impasse. Others weren't so lucky. Stacy Hoffman Rosales is the sexual violence program manager with Freedom House in Burrell County. She says they were nearly out of money by 2017.
It was an existential threat to our agency. We were not paid by the state and some grantors for 8 to 10 months.
Even now, centers are still reckoning with the damage from the Rauner budget impasse. Carrie Ward is the executive director of the Illinois Coalition Against Sexual Assaults. She says one of the most significant impacts is a loss of institutional knowledge.
There were people who left during that time period who weren't able to return, you know, positions that were eliminated or people who just no longer felt the same sense of job security that they once had. It was a turning point for some agencies.
Some agencies have started to prepare for future possible funding disruptions. Susan Brzezinski, the executive director for Safe Journeys in LaSalle and Livingston counties, says they've learned what to prioritize.
One of the lessons that was the biggest for us was to make sure that we have some money set aside. So if the state is delayed in funding, that we have money in savings.
And then the pandemic hit. Many centers have had to shift services like counseling online. Carol Myrna with Peoria Center for Prevention of Abuse says the pandemic has made it harder for people to get help.
We saw a 30% increase in calls from people who could reach us that way. Not everybody could. Being quarantined with your abuser makes it difficult to find the space that you need to be able to get help.
In rural areas, the agency's outreach is key because victims might be afraid to come forward or unable to access service. Governor J.B. Pritzker's budget proposal holds funding flat for the centers. Carrie Ward with the Illinois Coalition Against Sexual Assault says that's better than cuts, but not enough.
We are consistently asking for increases in funding to be able to manage increased costs. And so remaining flat when there's always an increase to your cost is always a net decrease.
The budget process is only just beginning. Negotiations between Democrats and Republicans will determine what the future holds for social service funding. I'm Christine Hadfield.
And you can read more about how rape crisis centers have reckoned with the budget impasse and the pandemic at wcbu.org. Before we let you go, the Peoria Art Guild is holding a macrame plant hanger workshop this evening at 6. Thanks for choosing WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. I'm Daniel Musisi. Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at wcbu.org.